USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now, the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Cleanup continues in Houston, Texas, after a mercury spill over the weekend. In fact, the fire chief, Samuel Pena, says the heavy metal was found at three locations, forcing some street closures. He says they were first alerted to it by a 911 call from a caller who said,
"It's a white, silvery liquid, and the individual recognized it as potentially mercury."
Police and the FBI now investigating to determine whether the chemical was spilled intentionally or accidentally. Reports are two Chinese embassy officials were secretly expelled from the U.S. earlier this year after trespassing onto a military base in Virginia. The New York Times, citing people with knowledge of it, saying at least one of the officials is an intelligence officer using diplomatic cover. China rejecting the report, urging the U.S. to, in its words, correct the mistakes and protect the legitimate interests of Chinese diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top 10 movies over this past weekend.
This next adventure is even more challenging. And remember, the future of Jumanji is in your hands.
I have one important question. Who is Jumanji?
Is that Barbara's boy?
We got a guy.
We did die.
Are we in hell?
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Jumanji, the next level, takes over the number one spot this week, bringing in $60 million. Disney's Frozen 2 drops down to number 2, taking in $19 million. Knives Out slips down to number 3 with $9.3 million. Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood, is at number 4 with an even $5 million. Just in time for the holidays, the movie Black Christmas is at number 5 with $4.4 million. Ford vs. Ferrari still on the charts at number 6 with $4.1 million. Queen and Slim is at number 7 with $3.6 million. Still holding on at number 7, the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, takes in $3.4 million. Dark Waters with Anne Hathaway and Mark Ruffalo is at number 9, taking in $2 million. And rounding out the top 10, 21 Bridges with Chad Boseman and Sienna Miller, bringing in $1.2 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.